welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Hi, and welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Jess Furtick, and today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Matt Hartman, who is the newly appointed President of US Operations for Loxley Resources Limited. The company's ASX ticker code is LKY. Hi, Matt. It's lovely to have you on the show.
Great to be here with you, Jess. Having to work the time zones here a little bit from between North America and Australia, but happy to join you here this evening.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks so much, Matt, for making the time. Now, firstly, congratulations on your appointment, Matt. For those of our audience, Small Caps audience, who aren't familiar with the company, would you mind just giving us a brief overview of the company and its projects?
Sure. Loxley Resources, you know, it's a junior explorer. While we do have a kind of copper gold project, right now the main focus of the company is rare earths here in North America, primarily with our Mojave project, which is located right next to the Mountain Pass rare earths mine. Really excited about that project and some of the prospects around that, and looking forward to exploring that. You know, Loxley's got a lot of upside potential with the exploration package that they have. And looking forward to working on that over the upcoming months and years and pushing that asset forward.
Yeah, fantastic, Matt. Now, what motivated you specifically to join Loxley Resources as you know, US President of Operations?
Yeah, I think kind of two key points were the primary drivers for me in getting my attention to Loxley. One being I had a prior relationship with a member of the board of directors, and second, you know, how do you ignore rock chip samples of 12% total rare earth oxides sitting right next to a mine that produces probably around 15% of the global supply for rare earths? It's the right place. It's high grade chip samples, provides a lot of room to run with from an exploration standpoint, with a lot of potential to grow something meaningful there. Yeah. For me, that was you know, a really exciting opportunity, and very happy to join the company and help lead those exploration activities here in the United States.
Yeah, brilliant, Matt. Now, talking about leading the U.S. Team in terms of operations, can you elaborate on your experience, your past experience, and your expertise that you believe will be most valuable to Loxley Resources?
Sure. I've been in the mining industry here in the Western U.S. for over 20 years now. My background, personally, I have an undergraduate degree in geology, a master's degree in mining engineering. So I've got quite a diverse educational background. If I look at my professional then experience too, it's been quite diverse, generally focused on the smaller end of the sector, on the exploration side. Over the last 20 years, I've kind of flipped between consulting roles, primarily with SRK Consulting, and then with a number of junior explorers across the Western U.S. operating here and both internationally. For me, I've kind of always delved in the commodities that were not gold, not silver, not the primary ones that a lot of people have dealt with in their careers. I've been fortunate enough that I've dealt in rare earths, nickel, lithium, a lot of the different components that are part of the new, decarbonization that we're going through globally. So I think this kind of really fits my skill set, fits my experience, and fits my geographic knowledge.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, and you mentioned the Mojave project just now, which is, you know, based in the U.S., assuming, you know, this is a critical initiative for the company, what is your vision for the future of that project?
Well, I think in an ideal world, it ends up looking exactly like Mountain Pass. That's obviously a big leap. And there's a lot of work that goes into getting something like that. I think there is a fantastic foundation already laid in terms of the land package that Loxley has been able to obtain. Between the El Campo prospect, where we have rock chip samples in excess of 12% total rare earth oxides, to some of the sediment samples we've already started to see out of the North Block, some real meaningful values there, indicating potential for additional alkaline intrusives that may host, you know, rare earths of grade and size that could be pushed forward to develop a resource there. So very excited to kind of explore that, looking at the potential that we already see given just the cursory exploration that's been completed to date, and what we can do once we actually, start putting more effort into this. We've already started to do some additional sediment sampling to follow up on the results that were, I think, put out earlier this year. And then we're also wrapping up currently our drill permitting process. It's a bit of a haul being in California and dealing with the BLM, but we're just about done with that process, so we'll have that permit in hand and be able to put some drill holes in the El Campo prospect. Really excited to kind of start moving this forward at a quicker pace and seeing what kind of results we get out of that work and effort.
Yeah, fantastic, Matt. And you mentioned a lot of the sort of potential of this project. Do you foresee any or anticipate any challenges, and how do you plan on addressing those, if any?
As always, dealing with anything, especially in the Western U.S. and as you get into California, as we are here, the environmental side of it, and bringing all of our stakeholders along on the journey of our exploration projects, and making sure that we've addressed everybody's concerns as we move forward, and as we need to mitigate, we mitigate. It takes a little bit more effort probably, but in the end, as long as you bring everybody along on that journey, you'll get the approvals you'll need and be able to move forward with your exploration work.
Yeah, and Matt, you mentioned rare earths being a key component of the transition to or energy transition to a cleaner economy, global economy. Now, considering the growing demand for rare earths and the location of the Mojave project, how and also the recent assay results that you've received as well, how would you describe the company's position in terms of the global rare earths market at the moment?
I think Loxley is strongly positioned, right? Right now, China controls a large volume of the rare earth production on a global scale, and as they decide to increase or decrease production, pricing changes, demand changes in the Western world. Right now, there aren't a lot of sources for rare earth production, be it out of Australia, out of the United States, out of the very small localized centers of production for these elements. We are located literally right next to a major rare earth mine, a very successful one. We have the high-grade material already identified on site. We just have to find more of it. And we have a large claim block from which we can explore and hopefully pull some great results from. So I think we're very well positioned. We're in the right location at the right time. And we've already seen some of the results that are going to drive future success, hopefully, for us. So yeah, really, really excited. And I think Loxley's well positioned within all that.
Yeah, brilliant, Matt. And now just ending on that, my final question for you. Now you've already mentioned a lot of the, benefits and advantages of this company, but just to summarize for our small caps audience, can you provide us just two or three key takeaways as to why Loxley Resources should be on their investor stock watch list?
Yeah, right. We have a large land position. We're right next to a major rare earth mine, and we already have high-grade assay results. Right there's three great reasons to follow Loxley. Look at our story, follow it, and if you like what you see, put some money into it.
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for joining us. I know it's really late in the US over there. Secondly, congratulations on your appointment. Really looking forward to seeing what you achieve over there in the US with the Rare Earths Mojave Project. And yeah, getting you back on the show, hopefully to chat about some of the developments that you've had.
I look forward to discussing all kinds of great assay results, hopefully in the future. Jess, thank you for having me. Really enjoyed it. Look forward to chatting again in the future.
Brilliant. Take care, Matt.